Listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. It is episode 476.
And it's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024.
The day after eclipse. Yep.
Yes.
So Jeff had a good point. Let's not beat the eclipse to death because everyone's probably heard a lot about it.
Everyone listening to this podcast likely saw it in some form or another. Oh, not bad, lady.
That was perfect.
Right on the soundboard.
Also, today we are going to have are these Reese's Madness.
Is this round one or is this round three?
This is the entire thing, Jeff.
This is it.
This is all I got. These are all the flavors I could find on... Reese's website.
Okay. So we have
two flavors.
Why am I
no
am I quiet to you guys or not on here?
There's more than two flavors.
Check
testing,
his microphone.
Testing.
I see three.
Testing
flavors on this table. Four.
No, I'm good.
Four. There should. Oh, this one's
one, real. Two, three, four. No, three.
I see the normal. I see chips. I see pretzels, and I see caramel. There's four.
Yeah, there is four.
Line them up.
Four flavors.
Jeff.
There's only four.
So let's get the eclipse part out of the way.
There's only one of these.
Jeff and I were the only ones that...
We need a knife.
...that made it.
Like this one?
Oh, Layton.
Cutco to the rescue.
Yeah. Yeah, we are the only ones that actually made it to see a total eclipse. And for those of you in the U.S. who were lucky enough to see it, you know with us that it was a pretty amazing event. Ruben, how would you rate this? On a scale of Layton... being zero to me, how pumped I was being 10, how would you rate it?
It was better than I expected, and my expectations were higher than what I could even tell you. Like, I've been looking.
So it was an 11.
Yes.
Out of six.
Listen, I was worried because.
On a scale of zero to three, where would you rate it at? Zero being
Layton,
underachieving.
Let's not bring work politics into this.
Three being leading.
Leading?
It was Well, I'll let you finish your thoughts, Ruben.
Well, I was a little bit worried because when I looked at obviously a solar eclipse will happen regardless of what your weather is at where you're at.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I was a little worried when I looked at the weather Sunday night.
Yeah.
My parents had been in southern Indiana. Mm-hmm. I had been planning on going to northern part of Indy and convinced them to meet us halfway.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the forecast for the Indy area, and it was mostly cloudy for Monday.
I saw that, too.
I looked at where you were going, Jeff, at Bern, and it said partially cloudy. I was like, ooh, that sounds better.
Ooh.
Maybe we should go over there.
Bern, Indiana.
And in Elkhart, Indiana, it was mostly,
for Schmolze, Layton.
Mostly sunny.
Sorry.
So I told Carmen Monday morning when I looked at the forecast again, and I saw that it was supposed to be cloudy. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna try not to be disappointed, regardless how the weather goes. It's still gonna be cool. And we went down there and prayed, and it was mostly clear.
Nice.
Like the clouds were not in the way.
Layton, can we stick these in the freezer?
And for
here,
each uns fun.
Can we stick these in the freezer while we discuss this, and then we can maybe
Is
have
there a
them
freezer here?
No,
I thought there was a freezer back
here,
further back.
You got a freezer full of bodies back there.
This is not good. Go check. This is not gonna be good. It's not
gonna work. I think it's gonna be delicious.
Mm.
See,
So I guess I'll make the apology that you're not able to partake in March Reese's Madness with us. It's mostly Nicholas and Layton's fault.
I do agree.
Wait, what was
no?
What
were we supposed I to, take full responsibility.
Because
what else? What else was supposed
this.
To? I got it.
Yeah, you were supposed to share with people what we were getting.
Oh,
like links to the Reese's.
Fill out brackets.
Is it cool?
Okay, no, wait,
no, not even fill out brackets.
Well, let's take them all.
I guess they could pause the podcast.
Yeah, they could pause it.
Order the Reese's.
We've only got four kinds.
Yeah, you can maybe even go to your local grocery store and get them. What are the kinds, Layton?
They just took it away.
All right. Well,
as if. They're not going to be able to make it cool down in a. It's gonna.
It might be a rapid fire freezer.
A freeze dryer.
Yes, that would work better
than what they're doing, which is just shoving it into the freezer. Okay, so the reason that what just happened, we need to have a video feed.
I know,
because they can't see what just happened. Jeff and Nicholas just ran off with all the Reese's.
Yeah.
And they were big cups too. They ran
off. We
want
to eat them in a fashion that allows them to be enjoyed as they were created to be enjoyed, and not as a molten pile of chocolate, which is arguably delicious.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, back to the eclipse.
Yeah, let's go back.
Yeah, what about
Nicholas and Layton? Don't feel bad. You guys were working and sacrificing to put food on the table, so. I'm not trying to make you guys feel bad for
choosing work.
I don't feel bad either.
Do feel bad.
Overseeing something.
Do feel bad. You missed a once in a lifetime event.
No, it's not.
No, Jeff.
No, not it's once not. In a lifetime. It's not once in a lifetime. Listen.
Well, in 20 okay.
years, listen, it's on be this in... podcast right now, we have two choices. We had choices of what we're going to discuss and like the agenda and things. And the way I would pose it is we can either do something that will only happen once in a lifetime, or we can do something like talk about the eclipse that is guaranteed to happen more than just once in a lifetime.
Not if you die today, but
that's true.
Yeah.
But if you survive 20 years from now, you'll see it again,
but yeah. Not here. Not this close to home.
No, but in America,
Yeah. Oh. You could go there.
And I guarantee you that another Reese's thing like this won't happen again.
Yeah.
Not on the French press.
Yeah.
Listen, ordering all the different kinds and actually finally getting it here, and all four of us, me, Nicholas, Jeff, and Ruben, I would argue it's less likely for that to happen than an eclipse.
It is. I agree.
This is true,
and
sadly.
And if you argue with me, you don't know how inconsistent we are.
Well, some of us.
Well, that too.
Anyway. You're right. It's going to be in 20 years.
Yeah.
And go to that one. And then a year after that, it'll be across the entire United States. In 20 years, it'll be like in North Dakota and Montana or Wyoming or something.
Perfect.
And Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that one. And then a year later.
Wyoming's getting another eclipse?
In like 20 years.
The 2017 one was also right through Wyoming. It's crazy. Yeah.
They're lucky.
Crazy. I don't know. Yep.
But it is. Because
they're blessed.
Because where they you are. Go, like if you, you should go try to go to both.
Ooh.
Because it might be rainy that day. You might barely be able to experience it.
Do eclipses always happen in pairs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird because like,
I know.
Yeah, last year was one.
No.
It was a 2023.
There were two in 17, but the one was a full and the one was a partial. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forget.
Anyway, we didn't even talk really. If you've seen pictures online, let me put it this way. I've not seen a picture online that
does it justice.
That does it justice.
Yeah, even was, close. Even remotely
way,
close.
It was way bigger than I ever imagined.
Yeah.
Like, it looked huge. And like the light.
Like the rays, the rings, and
the
flares.
The circle glow. Or the glow around the sun. Yeah.
Did you guys look
you mean
at
the glow
it,
around
though?
The moon?
Yes.
Did you guys look at it sure. without your glasses?
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked. You're not blind.
There was a like. When there's like any bit of sun going through it, you can't look at it.
Yeah, you can't.
It was insanely bright. How little sun it takes
to
number one, like you can't look at it, and number two, to even like to make it light around you.
I know.
And we're
here.
We know.
No, but 97%.
Yeah, I know. But even at like 99%, you couldn't look at it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it was crazy.
You could not look at it until it was completely covered.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what else though? Cassie told me that depends what glasses you had. It was way better too. Like if you got those cheap glasses.
Oh yeah, don't buy the cheap glasses.
Like you it wasn't even worth it. But if you got the expensive ones, like which were like I don't know how much more, like probably a few dollars more, it was way more vivid and it was like way more.
There wasn't even that much of a difference. I was with a group that watched, the half of the group had bought cheap glasses and the other half had bought
the expensive
less cheap, not even expensive ones, but. I spent like
$5 versus $3.
I spent like almost $1 a pair, and somebody else in our group had spent like around, I think it was around 50 cents a pair. So it wasn't even that much difference, but it was
Jeff.
like trying their glasses on, you could barely even see it. Yeah. Just because serious? It was so reflective on the backside.
Oh, wow.
And that you could just, all you saw was your own eyeball staring back at you.
But
and then the sun coming through it.
Your eyeball would look kind of like an eclipse.
It kind of did.
Like with the iris.
Yeah.
Someone, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
Someone but, asked me today, like how...
Every day is the eclipse.
Someone asked me today how dark it got.
Yeah.
We were in a church parking lot. There was almost no one else around. And it, I was worried that all of a sudden the night lights were going to come on if they were triggered by night. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they weren't.
Why were you worried about that?
Because funny. I wanted it to be like dark.
Yeah.
Oh.
Our shop, the lights came on.
So these, yeah. I think, were set on a timer, so not on sunlight.
He yeah. would have been mad.
Yeah, he would
if
have
If you
been.
Would have mm-hmm. been... At Walkie Heavy Equipment, it would have dashed all Ruben's hopes and dreams.
Yeah, the church we were at in Fishers, Indiana, was really nice. Like, mm-hmm. It was insane. Like, they were so friendly and welcoming. The pastor, like, they had several pastors, and the one pastor walked by and was like, yeah, I didn't really realize this was even happening. If we would have known, we would have got some food trucks around and tried to, like, promote it and tell people to come.
Yeah.
Who is this guy living under a rock?
No, under the sun.
I know. I have glasses everywhere. I drove to Southern Indiana for a wedding Saturday, and I saw like probably 5 billboards about eclipse.
Yeah.
Actual billboards.
Yeah.
What did it say?
Like, in 2 days, the eclipse will happen.
They had to update it?
Well, hey, apparently. I see a whole bunch of conspiracy digital theories, one. Like, this is prophetic, yes, end of time stuff. Yes. I didn't see any of that stuff.
It's every time.
I didn't see the direct stuff. I heard people talk about it.
Yeah, same. Oh, I didn't see it. I heard.
I didn't. I don't know.
So, Ruben,
I don't know.
I'm going to describe how dark I felt it was, because it's very easy to remember things different than what they actually happened, right? Mm, yeah. Especially for something that only lasted for a little over 3 minutes for where I was. I don't know how long it lasted where you were, but for where we were, it was like about just a little bit over 3 minutes. But as it was coming up to it, like you felt it gradually getting
colder,
cooler. Yeah, that was noticeable.
That was weird.
And just like slightly, windier. Slightly darker. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice much wind.
It got darker,
but like slightly darker, as if it was like an overcast day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, right before, like a minute before the actual total eclipse, it like just started getting dark really fast.
Yeah,
like just darkness. All of a sudden. Got dark really fast. And then when the total eclipse was happening, we did see some street lights turn on.
Okay.
But it was not like it wasn't like a nighttime darkness like I was expecting, but it was more of a
eerie.
A darkness just after the sun has gone down. Oh. Like it's dark outside,
like,
but it's not pitch black.
Yeah.
Oh, like the sun didn't set, the sun
is hidden.
Just submerged.
The sun had just set. Maybe like 15 minutes ago, and it's starting to get, well, no, maybe 40 minutes ago, and it's starting to get dark. Really dark, toward like dusky.
Yeah.
But around the entire, this was the cool part, around the entire horizon was a sunset.
Yeah.
That was super cool. Like it looked like a sunset all the way around.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool to see, I guess.
I wish I would have looked at that a little more. I did see it, but I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it. But it was... Like, don't underestimate how dark it was. It was,
yeah.
It was like not pitch black, but it was very dark.
It was so dark.
That's weird. I have that every night. I see that every night. Get dark.
You know what was really weird is that last night.
It got dark.
I couldn't see the moon. Like, I couldn't see it.
The sun ate it up.
It was like gone.
It got burned up.
What happened to it? No, I'm serious. It was not out.
I didn't even check.
Did you see the... I wasn't looking. I don't know.
It's like, I know like the different faces.
Don't you think it was like underneath, like on the other side or something?
It was somewhere.
It was somewhere. Oh,
man. Like, it was stared at so much.
Wait a minute.
Today, like, that during the day that it was like, I ain't even coming out tonight.
There's probably like, the moon and sun were here on wherever we're at. So they wouldn't have seen the moon either, like the other side of the world. You know what I'm saying?
It was in the. It's in a new moon phase, isn't it? Isn't that what it's called? A new moon phase.
The new moon is
where you just don't see the moon.
Wait a minute! I just thought about something.
Japan wouldn't have a moon,
correct?
Japan doesn't have moons.
Well, not last night.
Oh, speaking of Japan's,
okay.
It almost kind of felt like you were on another world, too.
Mm.
Like, it felt like you would have been in a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Like, on a different planet, seeing, like, ooh, they have a different moon here. And it's, for some reason,
it's outlined
by a sun.
Do you know what?
Like, it just looked very sci-fi-y.
Yep.
And it's like I've seen several, I've seen sci-fi movies, too, where, like, the lighting is different on purpose. And, like, the colors are different because they have, it's like a very bluish light, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. And that's kind of how it felt too. Like everything around, like you could almost see the colors, but not quite. But it was like cast in a, like, I don't know.
I purposely wore a bright green shirt because I heard that the colors change. And then when the total eclipse happened, I forgot to look at it.
I know.
So and same.
But how are you going to see the light green in the dark?
So the purpose,
I said bright green.
The point of it is that there's a phenomenon.
You see the bright green in the dark,
where you can't distinguish the difference between. You can't distinguish the difference between colors as easily, right?
Oh.
So just like at night, you can't see color, right?
I had that.
But the strange thing that happens is that some colors that are normally bright during the day appear very dark.
Yes.
Like red appears exceptionally dark
in
low light. Whereas in reality, somebody wearing a bright red shirt, like walking down the streets, like, oh, that's the first thing you see because it's so bright.
I know it's going to be 20 years till the next one happens.
Yes.
But we had a total solar eclipse in 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I missed the message of how awesome it was and is.
But it wasn't that close to here.
It wasn't. You're right. But I'm just saying it's still like I missed how awesome it is.
Yeah.
And so now I want our listeners to like to understand, like, this is
you guys have
really
to go.
Cool.
Had this one happened first, I would have gone. I would have driven the 6 hours to see the other one in 2017.
Okay, yeah. Well, in 20 years, if we're still friends, let's
French press.
Doubtful, we'll do considering this podcast.
Solar eclipse gathering, and we'll all go together. We'll get one of Layton's dad's buses. We'll pack everyone in there. We'll
he
had like 10 buses going.
Yeah,
down, right?
all the Berea buses were out. They were bussing people to the eclipse, man.
Nice.
I mean, you want to talk about totality?
I do plan to plan a vacation to go to North
in
Dakota
in 20 years from now.
In 20 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I planned something. I told my son Leo.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to have him on and have him talk about the eclipse.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna be on the podcast, or maybe I'll just record. Maybe I'll just record with my phone.
You could do either or.
But I told him, Leo, the next time that you get to see it go dark like that again, it will be, you'll be 24 years old.
My age.
Yeah. Are you 24?
Well, almost. Oh. Next month.
So he'll be older than you.
Wow.
And so I told him, you know, and I just said that to like kind of blow his mind. He's like, wow. And he asked, like, I'll be 24 years old. Will I have a cake? Like, immediately through his birthday. And then I said, sure, you can have a cake for your 24th birthday. And he's like, can I choose one? And so then I just go onto Chrome and I just looked up images of birthday cakes and I let him choose one.
For 24
And I recorded him choosing his 24th birthday cake.
Yes.
So I'm going to send that video to myself, you know, 2 weeks before his 24th birthday and see which cake he chose and get that one.
And get that cake.
And it was like a really basic like sprinkle cake.
Oh, good.
It's like whatever. But okay, he chose it.
This is great.
Sweet.
It's like a time capsule.
Cool.
Yep.
Well,
are we going to eat these things?
Yeah.
We have to eat them like stat.
Let's rate this coffee.
Oh, okay.
Do you need to go soon or what?
Well, yeah.
Thanks making it today, Layton. This is a 2 for 2.
I know.
What it is.
In a row.
What's the occasion?
Trying to hit that 20%.
What, Ruben, what coffee are we drinking today?
It is Main Street. You guys want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess it's a flavor. It's flavored.
It's flavored. It's flavored. Hands down.
Hold on. And it's pretty good. I'm going to guess like I'm getting cinnamon.
Some kind of caramely. I'm awful at guessing flavors.
All right, cinnamon?
No. Hold on.
I'm surprised too.
Vanilla?
It's vanilla.
Well,
there's got to be some vanilla in there.
It is. It's
vanilla
coconut. Chocolate. It's coconut.
Coconut.
What?
I know.
Toasted coconut.
If you mix cinnamon with vanilla, it tastes like
coconut.
Like
coconut.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, I was a little surprised too. There wasn't more coconut flavor in it when I was tasting it.
I can smell it now that you say coconut.
Yeah. You know, actually, I like this better than the one we had last week.
Really? Yeah. I'd give it a 4.
I'm giving it a 4.
Solid 4.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is a fun one.
Honestly, you can't even taste the flavor, but you know it's flavor.
Did you get
smell.
This as a French press?
I'd give it a 4, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It's good. I like flavored coffees. 4? So. 4 all around.
Ruben, what are you giving it?
I'm going to give it a 4 as well.
Solid 4. Good
is that
job.
The highest rated flavored coffee?
Possibly.
No, Jamaican Me Crazy, I think, might be higher.
Oh, Jamaican
this
crazy.
Is 4.0.
This is Coconut Dream from Main Street Roasters. You can get 10% off if you use coupon code FrenchPress10. French Press, the number 10. French Press 10.
Jamaican is a 4.3 and Highlander Grog.
For our promo code, like something like French Press.
Like your vote matters.
Eclipse. Or like French Press in the dark during the day.
We need to rate the Main Street's Highlander Grog.
Have we never done it?
I think we've done it before, but it's not recorded, so we have to do it.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's get into the madness. Right,
let's get this madness going on.
We gotta
on.
Go fast. Let's go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Where's the...
I'll look if we've got any feedback.
That's a good idea. Feedback time with Ruben.
Login session expired, of course.
Oh, it probably logged you out when the eclipse came.
What else did your children say about the eclipse?
Leo said that he thought that the moon ate the sun.
It did kind of look like a Pac-Man for a little bit. Yeah.
They're frozen. They're literally just perfect.
Are you serious, Clark?
Yes, dead serious.
Okay,
so now we have to put him in a microwave.
take him out to the sun,
under the windshield.
What do we do first, though? That right. Really matters.
Yeah, we have
kinda
to do...
Kind of like your vote.
The pretzel one? Wait. Ruben, here you go.
No, let's that doesn't
pretzel.
Matter.
Let's do pretzel first. We all have a pretzel, right?
No, we should do the original first, right?
Well, we know the original
as a baseline.
Okay, let's do original first.
What do you think?
Sure.
Ruben, Layton, you guys have a vote?
Sure.
Sorry, no. Say it again.
Their vote doesn't count, so let's just go.
Original first.
Layton, what do you have going on there?
I've got my the pretzel.
Here, cut
you got a pretzel one?
You got to cut this in halves. Is this yeah. Original right here?
Yeah. No, that's a pretzel one.
Okay, let's put that in the pretzel. Okay.
There's enough pretzels for one for each of us, but then correct. There's the originals have to be cut in half.
So cut that in half.
The originals have to be cut in half, but and also the caramel one has to be cut in fourths.
And the potato one has to be cut in half, right?
How does this
potato chip?
Potato
chip tournament.
Yeah, which one's potato chip of those?
Basically, we choose which one's the best.
This one has to be.
Here, Layton, cut this one in half too.
Oh shoot, this is original.
Layton, cut this one in half too.
Okay.
Oh, you can have original.
Which, is this caramel?
That's original.
Cut that in half.
Okay, I'm cutting the original in half.
We had some comments. Michael Yoder gave some advice. He agreed that the eclipse is totally going to be worth it. He said...
I think I might be cutting the table.
That's okay.
He also said that welding...
Are you scared of germs?
It's kind
of...
No. Sorry, Michael. It doesn't... No. I guess. Thank you for the comment. But since we're past, we'll read this in 20 years before the next solar eclipse. He just gave some advice about a welding helmet to use and what shade to go with it. Mm. And
that's the sad. Oh, yeah, that works. In 20 years from now, we'll read a comment from Michael Yoder about the eclipse.
Oh, my word.
Guys, some advice for the eclipse.
Hands down, this is so good. Reese's original.
Right, where are we at?
Oh, we're eating the originals. Yeah, that's original.
Do I eat the whole thing?
Oh, wait. Mm.
Man, this is so not good for the weight loss challenge.
Mm. Oh, it's great.
Oh, just for our listeners, just so you know.
These are all big cups.
We ordered the big cups.
Oh,
we have to tell them what flavor we're eating, by the way.
Okay.
They don't even know.
We talked about it.
You did?
It's the original.
Yeah.
No, I mean all of them. So they can order it before they listen to the rest of it.
Okay.
I feel like we said that.
Did we?
Original. At the very beginning.
Pretzel.
Caramel.
Caramel and chip.
And chip.
Okay, what? So we're
now. There's also a Reese's Puffs version.
Oh, wow.
That we don't have here.
Okay, now we're eating the pretzel.
Oh, the pretzel one? Eating. Let's go for the pretzel one.
I get a whole one?
Okay, give me a pretzel. Oh, here's a pretzel. This is a pretzel.
You get a whole one.
eat the pretzel one?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I've never had a pretzel.
Me either. Mm. Mm. This actually isn't bad.
It has a satisfying crunch. Mm. It was good.
I honestly can't taste the pretzel at all.
I can't either, but I like the crunch.
I can taste a little bit of saltiness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, so
why didn't they just do creamy or crunchy like peanuts?
Because
it wouldn't have been quite as crunchy.
Okay, so was that better or worse than the original?
Kind of depends what mood I'd be in.
I know.
Same.
I know.
Mm.
It's difficult to tell.
I'm ready to vote.
Hold on.
Better or worse? That's the question.
If I had to pick.
For the rest of your life, you had only had one of these two options.
I think I picked the pretzel one. Because it's got a little bit more texture to it.
That's where I'm at too.
Yeah.
I did not expect it. But I'm picking pretzel.
I'm just so loyal to the original. It feels wrong. It feels wrong.
I'm doing original.
It feels like saying the Eclipse wasn't that great. It's just wrong.
What are we going to do if there's a tie?
Well, let's not talk about that. Okay?
You had to do pretzel then.
Let's stay focused.
All right.
What do you pick?
Pretzel.
I can't believe it either. It's an upset.
There we go.
The first upset.
All right. Now we got to try
this. That's insane. We prefer pretzel over...
This is potato chip here, right, Nicholas?
Mm, yes.
Yeah, it's got something crunchy in there.
This potato chip?
That's pretzel.
That's pretzel.
What do you have open there?
This is the caramel.
That's the caramel one.
The caramel one is very precious. We have very little of it.
Here. I guess.
Oh, there you go, Ruben.
English wings.
So now, is this potato chip versus...
This one's a potato chip.
Potato chip versus pretzel.
Versus pretzel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we're making pretzel go all the way. This isn't the way that March Madness is supposed to work.
Mmm. Mmm.
See,
the crunch isn't as distinct.
See, this this is better. Wow. This tastes like crunchy, like peanuts in.
I have my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're all going to say together which one's better.
Yeah.
Okay?
3, 2, 1.
Pretzel.
Did we all say pretzel?
Yeah. I said pretzel.
Yeah, I said pretzel.
No.
Yeah.
It surprised me because I like how it's a little more salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost too salty.
Mm. Yeah. It's almost
obnoxious. I just like the extreme crunch of the pretzel was just really delectable.
The saltiness of the pretzel.
What did you say, lady?
We should have cut the pretzel in more divvies.
The potato chip.
We have a half of one there.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, it was a little too much.
I don't have high hopes for this caramel one.
I don't know. Chocolate and caramel goes together like peanut butter and jelly.
But that's hard. Is that even Reese's?
Wait, why don't they have a jelly one?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not a huge caramel fan, to be at all.
Okay, so here's the caramel. Oh, that's interesting. It's just a thin... Oh,
at the bottom.
At the bottom.
Mm.
That's kind of...
It's like they hijacked the normal Reese's.
That's sus.
I don't have... Like I said, I don't have high expectations for this.
I don't either. Should we all partake at the same time?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
It feels like we're doing communion.
I know.
I already have a...
Ruben, do you want to give thanks?
I'm going to spit it out.
It's so gross.
It is. It tastes like awful caramel.
It is not. Just no.
This tastes like Dollar General caramel.
This was the bottom of the pile.
This is disgusting.
The caramel in the layering is exactly where it is in the hierarchy of all these Reese cups.
It's at the bottom.
It's at the bottom.
I was a little bit worried because adding caramel to Reese's seems like...
it would be a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, but it seems like it's cheating. Like it's like an unfair advantage because caramel generally, I'd say, is a good thing.
But
it would go against the Reese's, what Reese's is.
But, yeah.
Oh.
I think the type of caramel... The kind of caramel they used was not a good choice either.
No.
Like somehow it just didn't...
It's too rich.
What's next?
Yeah.
That's it.
That was it.
Oh.
We only have four kinds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We breezed through it.
And Pretzel
won. So Pretzel won. Guys, pick up yourself a Pretzel Reese's. Use promo code Pretzel Reese's for 0% off of your order.
True that. There is a creamy one. The peanut butter is way more creamy.
Mm. There's also a Reese's Puffs one. But I'm not a fan of that one.
That caramel ruined almost Reese's for me. I wish we had started with that one.
Thanks for participating in Reese's Madness with us.
It was madness.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I hope you paused and waited for 4 days for your Amazon package to arrive and then resumed. Yeah. No, I don't actually hope that.
Give me your trash.
Well, I think we have to wrap up today's episode.
Yeah.
In a real bad way.
Layton, I just want to give a tease of what listeners can expect to hear from you. But Layton's starting a new health and fitness workout regime. He has hired some local trainers.
Is that a word?
Regime?
No, a routine.
Regime.
A regime is like what Hitler had.
Well, that's what your trainers are, a regime.
Oh, for sure. They are.
Regimen. That's what I meant.
Regimen.
Anyway.
It just missed one letter on there.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to hear how that's going. So looking forward to, that.
Winning.
So what is the point?
The point is, Ruben, that Reese's Caramel isn't that great. Not very good.
Mm.
It's a little bit like
sadness in a peanut butter cup.
You have high expectations because it's Reese's, and then you find out you only had like 65% coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like
disappointment embodied in a flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, Jeff.
Point number two, totality is totally awesome.
Totality.
And point number three, in 20 years, we're going to hear Michael's advice about the eclipse.
All right. And what's our word of the week?
Word of the week is...